Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Today's meditation offers a gentle, supportive space to be with loss and grief. To begin, I'll invite you to find a posture that feels both stable and open. One that allows the chest, the heart center, to soften downwards and be receptive, understanding that grief is here amongst us and that it belongs. Find and connect with the breath as it moves in and out of the body, opening on the inhale and allowing a deeper resting down with each exhale. Ride the gentle waves of the breath coming and going through the body. The body breathes in. The body breathes out. Jack Kornfield writes, "We have forgotten the importance of honoring our tears. Grief is one of the heart's natural responses to loss. By our willingness to mourn, we slowly acknowledge, integrate, and accept the truth of our losses. Often the best way to let go and move on is first to grieve fully. In our society, we most readily associate grief with loss of a loved one. Yet grief lives in many forms. In the lost dreams, lost relationships, jobs, identities, and ways of life. Grief arises when what we assumed would be part of our lives suddenly is not. It's also alive in regret and in the quiet ache of the if-onlys or what might have been. What both ancient wisdom and now science acknowledge is that when loss is not grieved, is not given a place to be felt and processed, we often end up carrying its weight silently in our bodies and our hearts. So continuing to follow the breath in and out of the body, I invite you to draw your attention down to the lower half of your body and begin to notice all points of contact. Your feet as they're supported by the floor. How your body is supported through your thighs, your seat, the lower back. Feel the steadiness of all that is holding you. And allow a few breaths to move naturally through the belly. And with each exhale, continue to let your body settle. And to receive a little more and a little more support from the surfaces beneath you. Then slowly scan through your body. Sense your foundation, your bones. From the bones in your feet, your ankles, your legs, the back, the shoulders, all the way up to your skull. Each bone resting downwards, grounding into the support of the earth. And as we'll be working with loss, let's now call in a resource by bringing to mind a caring presence. Someone who offers steadiness or kindness to you in moments of difficulty. Could be a person or a beloved animal. It might be a spiritual icon or even the felt sense of loving presence itself. Imagine your resource sitting with you right here. You might even envision them placing a hand on your shoulder or gently holding your hand. Or in the case of a pet, snuggling up on your lap. Deeply sense their support. How does it feel in the body? You might also imagine that you and your resource are in a place that feels safe and comfortable. A favorite spot in your home. Or in the woods, a park, or someplace on a shore. Just take a few moments to allow this sense of support by your resource, by your setting, to settle in. And should the mind wander off, gently bring it back to this imagery and to the breath as it moves in and out. And bringing your attention to the heart area, resting with the ebb and flow of the breath here, what do you notice? What sensations, movement, warmth, or coolness is here? If it feels supportive, you may wish to place a hand gently over your heart. And continuing to anchor with the breath, allow your heart to offer up some loss that you're holding. Please remember that this is your practice. You're in the driver's seat. If your intuition is guiding you away from grief towards another practice, please honor that wisdom. Continuing on with loss, noticing what the heart offers. Perhaps there's more than one loss that arises. So the invitation then is to choose something that feels manageable. Something that when you ask the question, can I be with this? The answer is a clear yes. Choose a smaller loss. A meeting with a friend that was canceled, or a space in your schedule that was set aside for relaxation was lost to work or family demands. A disappointment, perhaps, like the book you wish to purchase isn't available. It may be a dream that didn't unfold as hoped. Let the heart guide you to something workable. And when you're ready, allow the images, feelings, and sensations connected to this loss to arise naturally. There's no need to force anything. Gently meet what arises naturally, offering words of compassion and care like, "This matters. Ouch. This hurts." No, you're not being foolish. This has brought discomfort, disease. Let the experience unfold layer by layer in its own time. Always continuing to offer the breath softly. Allow whatever is present, sadness, tenderness, anger, love, confusion, be felt. Touch it lightly with the breath, offering space on the in-breath and offering release with the exhale. Allow the breath to make space in the heart for what wants to be known. And there's nothing to fix here. Nothing to resolve. We're simply allowing the story of the loss to unwind, to be held, to be understood in tenderness and with kindness. I'm going to leave you in silence to continue in this way for a few moments. Should one loss come to a completion, rest with the breath. Open to any other loss that may wish to make itself known, want to be held and understood. Be gentle with yourself. If at any point during this practice you feel overwhelmed, back away, release the imagery, open your eyes and bring attention back to the breath, feeling the contact of your body with the surfaces beneath you. Grief often convinces us that we are alone, cut off from life, from others. And yet, in this very moment, people all over the world are grieving losses just like yours. What you carry belongs not just to you, it is part of our shared human story. And so we hold it gently, honor it, and remember we don't have to keep this inside. Grieving allows us to release what was lost into the larger heart of compassion through tears, through the breath. All can be released and held by loving presence. Honor the depth of loss and acknowledge that grieving is rarely a one-time process. Grieving a loss unfolds in its own rhythm, guided by a deep intelligence of the body and the heart. Trust this intelligence. Trust the unfolding. From the Tao, being and non-being create each other. Difficult and easy support each other. Long and short define each other. As we approach the end of our time together, please begin to let go of any imagery you're holding and slowly and gently return your full attention to the breath. The gentle ebb and the flow. Our hearts know how to carry loss. They also know how to carry joy. Our hearts are spacious enough to hold both side by side. So until the sounding of the bell, the invitation is to, while gently holding your loss in the background, allow the heart to offer up the riches that are in your life in this moment. Sunrises and sunsets, birds, animals, friends and family, the sky, the wind, coffee, fresh berries. The breath, the smile of loved ones. Being and non-being create each other. Difficulty and ease support each other. Long and short define each other. Loss and the sadness it brings can rest beside the joy of life. Of living. In the words of the Buddha, the spiritual heart is wide enough to hold 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows, side by each.